Today's episode is brought to you by Bush's Fresh Food Market. Calling all foodies, Bush's is hiring. Are you passionate about food, looking for growth, development, and excellent wages? Come grow with Bush's and apply online at bushes.com/join our team. That's Bush's, BUSCHS.com/join our team.
From the Detroit Free Press, I'm Kayla Cockrell with today's Free Press Voice Briefing. It's Monday, September 26th, 2022. GM employees who have been working remotely due to the pandemic will be required to return to the office at least 3 days a week, starting later this year, the automaker confirmed on Friday. An internal message to employees, first obtained by Automotive News and confirmed by GM on Friday, attributed the shift to GM's work appropriately policy to the progress made against the pandemic, saying the COVID situation has dramatically improved. GM's return to office plan couldn't come fast enough for the Renaissance Center. The site of GM's headquarters effectively became a ghost town when COVID-19 sent office workers packing to work from home. Among them were roughly 50,000 GM employees. Without them, it was quiet. Back in June, it was questioned about what was going to happen to the Renaissance because of how empty it became. Plus, GM owns part of the building. Since the pandemic, the Renaissance lost Deloitte LLP as a tenant, and Blue Cross Blue Shield moved about 50 of its 2,000 workers to a smaller office in Detroit. With heaps of hits at her fingertips and the fervent Detroit audience in the palm of her hand, Mary J. Blige commanded the Little Caesars Arena stage Saturday night. It had been more than a decade since the R&B powerhouse played Detroit proper, and it was her first ever show at LCA. Visits in recent years had been to suburban venues. The 51-year-old queen of hip-hop soul was glowing and self-assured in a one-half-hour set that blended old-school jams with the generous helping of new material from Good Morning Gorgeous, the album shortly released after her January appearance in the Super Bowl halftime show with Dr. Dre, Eminem, and others. Detroit City Council President Mary Sheffield addressed the crowd ahead of the performance, unveiling a Spirit of Detroit Award for the Black Promoters Collective. The honor is targeted for people and organizations for an outstanding achievement or service to the city of Detroit. The honor is targeted for people and organizations for an outstanding achievement or service to the citizens of Detroit.
I'm Paul Egan reporting for the Detroit Free Press. It's not over yet, but there are signs incumbent Governor Gretchen Whitmer may be pulling away in her bid for re-election. A new Free Press poll by Epic MRA shows Whitmer with 55% support in Michigan and a 16-point lead over her Republican opponent, Norton Shores businesswoman Tudor Dixon. Whitmer's lead has grown by 5 points since August, when the same polling firm asked similar questions. Bernie Porn, the president of Epic MRA, said the two candidates' positions on abortion rights is the major factor in Whitmer's growing lead. The Democratic governor supports abortion rights. Dixon wants a ban with no exceptions for rape, incest, or the health of the mother. Whitmer also has a huge cash advantage and has been blanketing the airwaves with TV ads.
I'm Kirkland Crawford with the Free Press Sports Department, recapping a devastating loss for the Detroit Lions. Dan Campbell's crew seemed to be in control for much of Sunday's game in Minnesota, but a late decision by the head coach opened the door for disappointment. Instead of going for it on 4th-and-4 with just over a minute to go, the Lions, leading by 3 points, tried a 54-yard field goal. That kick missed, setting up a short field for the Vikings, who, 3 plays later, scored the go-ahead touchdown. It was Michigan native Kirk Cousins to Michigan native K.J. Osborne for a 28-24 final that dropped the Lions to 1-2 on the season. In now 20 games under Campbell, it's hard to deny the team looks better. It's also hard to deny that the head coach's game management leaves plenty to be desired. The Lions host the Seahawks next Sunday at Ford Field.
For more stories from the Detroit Free Press, be sure to check out freep.com. That's F-R-E-E-P.com.